We begin the current daf in the sentence of Yavamas of Samach. We begin the base against his master. The beginning of the Gemara. But Amr Shimon says, "Besula shleima mashma." The word besula connotes a full besula. So the Gemara is asking, "How did Shimon say that the Kohen Gadol is permitted to be metametis?" He says, "Begiagas." But Shimon said, "Besula is written positively. It means a complete besula, which that she still has all besulim. Now, which she's a begiagas. The fact they need a pasuk to include begiagas is fit for Kohen Gadol. It sounds like that if not for the inclusion of the pasuk, however, she wouldn't be fit for him." Since the pasuk says that it's a besula, but if that's the case also over here, the besula that's written in the pasuk that's permitted for him to be metamadar, besula means complete and not begeres. So how could Shimon include also begeres to be metamadar? That's the Gemara's question. So there's no tame. It's a wonder because the El Park previously the Gemara asked under Meir, who includes the pasuk for begeres that couldn't be metamadar. The question the Gemara is lama the rabbis of begeres. Why do you need the pasuk to include begeres? But maybe it's besula. Which is a filler mixes besul mashma, it sounds like even partial besulim, which, different, I guess, would automatically be including besula. So, why need a special reboot? That's what this mashma sounds like. The Abba Sam besula shlema, had he held that besula means complete and not begadus, then, lahava kash lamidi. Then, we wouldn't have had any difficulty about why he needs a reboot, because that's the idea, because since not generally included, so then we need a pasik to include. But the problem is, vahashta baricha, ipcha, now in Reb Shimon, who includes begeres from Eilav, the Gemara is the exact opposite. Since begeres is not included in Besula, you cannot include it from Eilav, there should be included in Besula. What does that mean? But that's exactly the opposite of what the Gemara previously had asked about. Remember, the Rebbe says, no, the Halacha Parah Chachi. And the Gemara is asking as follows. Shimon says, over there, by who it's fit for Kohen Gadol, where it says, Besula, Besula Shleima Mashma, it says, it's complete. Now, Lahachi, therefore, Machsha Hasam Kohen Gadol begeres, he says it's valid with begeres, because, yes, Besula means complete. But Besuleha includes even mixes Besulim from the Rebbe the Pasuk. So if it became, if that's the case, that the Rebbe begeres that fit for Kohen Gadol, Lamali, Hacha, Elav, Lerabbis, begeres, why do you need over here by Thomas Kohen to include that of begeres with Elav, Nele, Besul, Besulim, Hasim? That's the Gemara's question. Shalom, Hum, Zeir, Shavav, Besul, Besulim from over there. You already know it. Mishan, the Gemara answers, time of the day, Nam, Hacha, yeah, the reason for Shimon also over there, how does he know Stam, Besul, Shlema? And begeres is not including the general terminology of besula. That he learns from over here that you need to have a special rebuy for begeres from a love. Now, then says Taisa, I'm going to say, if including from over here a love, including begeres, that's including besula, and they're going to permit the metametar. Shalom al yud besula al el, lakshi begeres. Why didn't you besula ha, the extra yud, by who the kind of the fit for? To validate begeres, nev maha, let the exertion work the other way around, besula, besula, the begeres included besula. Let me read the Rebbe says, no, the Torah makes the pasuk besuleh b'yud. You had to write that besuleha with yud. But you're right. According to Reb Shimon, you don't need a pasuk really to include begeres for Rebbe Kohen Gadol because it's included besula. But you still needed it mishum de'inyan achal le'evshal mechtav yitosh based of besuleha for a different reason. You wouldn't be able to have the other drasha, which the extra base in the beginning of besuleha lemech b'nei to expand that she called besuleh kayom and that all the besulim are around lemutah shlegadarka, which excludes that if she had beish shlegadarka umukas eitz that. That which we also lost Absulim, like we explained previously. That's why you need Yud Hey simply because it wouldn't read Bibsula. It has to be Bisuleh and Makam Absulim. But you're right, he didn't really need the drasha for Begeres per se. Next, test master begin with Gunha any des. But if she didn't know any man, Yikaimua, then he could keep her. The Gemara says, seemingly the Pesukim contradict each other. Because on the one hand, you have a Pasuk that Kalishu Das Yishlum Mishkab Zachar Doigu sounds like that specifically a woman who knows a man, but a woman who did not know a man, you could keep. Also, it sounds like the children, even if they knew a man, you could also keep. Whereas in the Pasuk, we call it Taf Banashim Ashaliyod Mishkab Zachar Achayyaw, that sounds like that if a child did know Mishkab Zachar, then you kill them. Taisa is analyzing and saying, really, truth is, Lahay Tzorch Lamedikach, you didn't have to go ahead and make such a diuk that oh, a woman that did not know Mishkab Zachar, you could keep. Ella, rather, the truth is, could have made only the second deek. That specifically a woman that knew Mishkab, you should kill. But ha taf, but a child of Elidas, even if she knew a man, Yikaimu, Bukhulu, you could keep. So why do you need the first deek of ha isha sheni das Mishkab Zachar Kaimu? Taylor rather says, Taisis is actually because she writes Lakshmi Mishnaim. I want to ask from both the Yukum. The Chali Shidas, first of all, every woman who knew a man, Mashma sounds like the any das, but if she did not know a man, Kaimu could keep them. And but Tafnami, children also, Fili Das, sounds like even if they did know a man, Kaimu they could keep. Ubidakra, but in the other positive, the Tavashla Yadu from any child who did not know Mashma sounds like the opposite on both points. Ha Yadu, if they knew, And therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking on both the Yugum. Truth is, not to my actually being intimate, is if she's able to be intimate, is at that age. Really, I know the Ula Das Ish means to say that she's fit to be intimate with a man when she's over the age of 3. And this is bothered. So why does the pasuk say any woman who knows a man? The mashma davar gadol sounds like an adult over 12. Hayim shem delikshik kroy. This is because the pasuk wants you to ask on the pesukim, and then over tichach makminin. Then you have to explain the berui lebah because of the rabba. They were talking about that fit for her to have bia, as Tais explained. Dilek siv isha, but didn't say isha el stam. Just what it said, unspecific. Chaydas ish. Anyone who knows a man, I mean, I would have said I kroy nam betafari. That this pasuk is also talking about children, like the other pasuk. And therefore, Bataf and my children, I would say, Yudas, if they knew and they were intimate, how do you get any kill them? Shani Das, if they don't know, you come and they keep them. I'm a good doyle, but an adult of a lady does go that even if they're not, they weren't intimate, you kill them. So, what we're learning out from the Steers of Sukkim is that children that don't know Mishkab Zachar, I would have said, you can keep them. And therefore, we needed to say this of Isha to actually stell on the Stira. And say, how do you learn this? And to tell you that, oh, the resolution has to be like this, that it means that the children that are not row to know Mishka B'Zachar you keep, but those that are row, those you have to kill. A sign for sinful behavior of immorality is Hadraken. So this explains, he says, like, they have veda by Hadraken, meaning through that sin comes this illness of Hadraken. Like most of the Shabbos, I'm giving them an aleph. But the Gemara there says that Shmuel HaKatan was suffering from a drink, and Devin, the people shouldn't say that he did the sinful behavior because not everyone knows what the causes are. Now, Tais explained about drink and love on the Yudokin. It's not Yudokin of becoming yellowish. Kadama, really, the Gemara says in Brachot of Samach Beis, I'm a Beis, that depending on if it's a back draw of urine or feces, it's going to cause either Hadraken or Yarkin. Obviously, those are two different things. But Hadraken does have a little bit of yelling in the face, like the Gemara saying, anyone that the face turned yellow, you knew that she was fit for Bia. So even though it's not Yarkin per se, but Hadraken does itself have some Yark.